is decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, 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 and welcome to Decoding the Crambos. I am Danny.
And I am Nancy.
And if you do not know what we are talking about today by the title, you clearly live under a rock.
I don't know which rock.
This case has been, in fact, you don't live on this planet.
No.
Because this case has been blasted over social media and the internet over the past quite a while now. Because I think we're in week three. And this is the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard case. So if you don't know, this is that Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard in a defamation trial in Fairfax County, Virginia. And it began in April 2022. And they were married from 2015 to 2017. So Johnny Depp is basically suing Amber Heard for defamation of character.
I honestly am on Johnny Depp's side.
Me too.
I really wanted Danielle to be on Amber Heard's side, like, from, like, not...
So that we could fight.
Yeah, but I didn't want her to pretend. I honestly thought walking in studio, like, by some chance, she'd say,
no,
I'm on Amber Heard's side.
No. So, but, I will stand on the hill of Johnny Depp for till I die.
I'm not then moving. I thought of pretending I'm on her side, and I tried it. I rehearsed
she
it.
Really
I was like, nah.
Did. She was rehearsing before the show, and it just wasn't happening.
No, it didn't go well.
We're going to give you some background, and then we're going to give you some information of the case currently. Now, please remember, the case is not actually officially done yet, so every piece of information we are giving you is up until now, as in when we record it.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this afterwards, don't come at us that we've missed stuff. We know we've missed stuff. We can't see the future. Because I think the case is supposed to be 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're only halfway. But when it's over, we'll come back. We'll do a second part.
Yes.
We promise.
Part two.
But we're going to give you some background on the two people involved in the case. So we have first is Johnny Depp, who was born on the 9th of June, 1963 in Kentucky, USA. His full name is John Christopher Depp II. And he was married to Laurie Allison from 1983 to 1985. And then Amber Heard from 2015 to 2017. And he has two children. He is an American actor, producer, and musician, and the recipient of multiple accolades, including a Golden Globe Award and Screen Actors Guild Award, and has multiple nominations for the Academy Awards and the British Academy Film Awards. He made his debut in the horror film A Nightmare on Elm Street, and he became a prominent teen idol on the television series 21 Jump Street. In the 90s, he acted mostly in independent films, and he played very eccentric characters. And I mean, if you know Johnny Depp, it's always those crazy, weird characters. Some of his biggest and most famous roles include Jack Sparrow in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, Willy Wonka from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Really? He was Willy Wonka?
He was Willy Wonka.
Crazy.
And the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, and many, many more.
Can I just say one that I realized last week was Johnny Depp? Because like sometimes you watch a movie and the actor's so good, you actually don't know it's the actor.
That's this what I love about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why he doesn't have an Oscar. But
me
anyway.
Too. Oscars, anyway. Honestly. But Edward Scissorhands.
Yes!
I loved
it's
that
him.
Movie.
Okay, then we have Amber Heard, who was born on the 22nd of April. Oh, her birthday was quite recent. 1986 in Texas, USA. Her full name is Amber Laura Heard, and she has only been married once to Johnny Depp, and she has one child. She is an American actress and activist, and after a series of small roles, she had her first starring role in the 2006 horror film All the Boys Love Mandy Lane. She gained mainstream recognition for her supporting roles in films Never Back Down and Pineapple Express. What is the name Pineapple Express? But anyway.
Yeah.
In 2017, she joined the DC Extended Universe to play Atlantean Princess Mera in the superhero film Justice League, later reprising the role in Aquaman and Zack Snyder's Justice League and is currently going to be in the new Aquaman coming out in 2023. In addition to acting, she has been the global spokesperson for cosmetics giants L'Oreal Paris and the human rights activist since 2018.
What human rights?
I don't
Can
know.
Can I just ask, is Aquaman DC?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. There was Marvel.
Okay, I'll let it slide just because I know you don't watch movies.
I really don't. I thought it was Marvel. I was like, what is Marvel doing?
Okay, so the case. So some background into the case. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard began their relationship in 2012 and got married in February of 2015. Heard filed for divorce on May 23rd, 2016 and obtained a temporary restraining order against him.
The fact that she even did that, yeah. Honestly, for me, it's like such manipulation of the situation.
Depp then responded saying she is attempting to secure a premature financial resolution by alleging abuse. Heard testified about the alleged abuse at the divorce court deposition, saying that she had been verbally and physically abused throughout their relationship, usually while Johnny Depp was intoxicated by alcohol and drugs. The divorce received a large amount of publicity. Oh my goodness. Publicity, with images of Heard's alleged injuries published by the media. A settlement was reached in August 2016 and the divorce was finalized in January 2017. Depp and Heard issued a joint statement saying that their relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, and they'd always been bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Depp paid Heard a settlement of $7 million, which she pledged to donate to the American Civil Liberties Union and the Children's Hospital, Los Angeles. The settlement also included a non-disclosure agreement preventing either party from discussing their relationship publicly.
He gave her an out. She lied in court and said he beat her, and he gave her an out by releasing this statement.
He gave her $7 million.
And then she signed the NDA agreement. It was all done.
No, but exactly. She signed this NDA and then still went to the Washington Post. And that's what this case is about. She is in the wrong.
I don't know. Seriously.
Okay, so now why is Depp suing her? So Depp has brought forward a $50 million defamation suit against Heard.
Does she even have $50 million?
I don't even know. Because she published an op-ed in the Washington Post the previous December. So in December 2018. In the article, Heard discussed the treatment of women in sexual assault cases and referred to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse, but didn't mention Depp by name. But I mean, when Depp's the only person you've been married to, yeah, you kind of connect the dots. Depp was then dropped from his role in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean franchise just days after the article was published and claims that it did damage to his career. Depp's career was already on the rocks because of their publicized breakup, and allegations of abuse obviously now rocketed. Yeah, which my personal thing is, right, I don't think it was fair to drop him until things were proven. Because in all honesty, in the justice system, it is you're innocent until proven guilty.
But she played on the whole Me Too movement. That was mm-hmm. big back then. So exactly. Then they were just
because
like,
that was that year.
Yeah.
So now, Depp sued Heard, and then Heard sued Depp.
Why is she suing?
I don't know. So what? Because what actually had happened is previously there had been a different defamation case, because Heard had gone to the news group newspapers in the UK, which had published an article calling Depp a wife beater. Heard testified at the trial, making 14 allegations of abuse against Depp. Depp denied all of them, but the judge ruled that 12 had been proved to the civil standard and that it was substantially true. The verdict was that Depp did not have enough evidence to then prove he hadn't abused her, and so it was dismissed. So he basically lost the first trial.
He
took her to court in the UK, but lost that court. But then when she posted again in the Washington Post, then he sued her in America. So Heard's lawyer tried to get this lawsuit also dismissed, but the judge refused, saying that the UK and the US had different laws. Heard then filed an $100 million counter lawsuit against Depp, claiming that he defamed her when his legal team referred to her claims as fake and a sexual violence hoax. Because Heard's op-ed was published in the Washington Post, the trial has now been taking place in Fairfax, Virginia, where the newspaper was printed. So that's now where we are, but the trial.
She is so delusional. Like, I feel sorry for her.
I don't even think she's delusional. I just think she's manipulative. Like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the trial, like we said, we've collected all information up until today.
Yeah.
So anything that happens afterwards, we will cover in the next show when the whole case is done. And also, there's been a lot of testimony. So I haven't provided all the testimonies, but I've kind of picked out the ones that were the most interesting or controversial. So the first witness that was called to testify was his sister and personal manager, Christy Dombrowski, and she testified that Depp had sworn never to participate in abuse because he had been abused as a child by his mother, and revealed how Depp had to hide during his relationship with Heard when they had fights. In fact, she would often have to book them separate hotel rooms. It would get so bad.
That's terrible.
The next is Gina Dieters, I think. He is a friend and the wife of his employee, Stefan Dieters, and she was called to testify. However, it was interrupted as Amber's lawyers put forward an Instagram post which then accused Gina of watching the trial, and her testimony was then struck from the record. However, Depp's attorneys then pointed out that that post had been from January 2021 and Heard's lawyer had misrepresented information in court. So we are already trying now to sneaky our way into winning. Then was Heard's former assistant, Kate James.
Wow.
And she described Heard as being abusive, stating that Heard had spat and screamed at her and sent abusive messages. James testified that Heard frequently had manic episodes, and sometimes Heard appeared to be intoxicated from drug use. In contrast, James described Depp as peaceful, calm, and shy. When your own assistant...
She went on to say he's a total southern gentleman. Oh.
We then had Laurel Anderson, which was their former couple's therapist. She testified that there was mutual abuse during the marriage and testified that both Depp and Heard had been beaten by their parents as children, and said that Depp had been in control for decades and not violent until he had been triggered when he had got together with Heard. And she stated that Heard, it was a point of pride, and she felt disrespected to initiate a fight. And if Johnny Depp tried to de-escalate the fight, then she would try to provoke him and strike again, because she didn't like the fact of losing, if I can put it like that.
But what she did also go on to say, because like when I heard mutual abuse, I was like, what she did go on to say was that she knows for a fact that they emotionally and verbally abused each other.
Yeah.
But the physical abuse. No, she said the physical abuse, she only saw evidence on Depp, but she never saw him abuse her physically.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So, I mean, and you'll see later on when we read some messages and voice recordings, I do think that it was a very unhappy marriage. There was definitely fights, and things could have been said physically and emotionally, but she claimed to be a victim of physical abuse.
Yeah.
That's what ultimately then got Johnny Depp so much trouble.
Yeah.
The next was Dr. David Kipper, who was an addiction specialist who treated Depp during his drug and alcohol dependency. And he testified that Depp had been diagnosed with ADHD, bipolar disorder, depression, insomnia, substance dependence, and chronic reflux. While filming in Australia in 2015, Depp texted Kipper asking if he should visit the hospital because she cut off the top of his middle finger. I'm sorry. Who's abusing who? During a fight, and he described going to the house, witnessing blood on the glass and everywhere in the house. So that was the end of week one. So already you've already seen some character flaws and things coming out. So then in week two, we had Debbie Lloyd, and she's a sobriety nurse. She worked with Dr. Kipper, and she testified that she thought the relationship was toxic and that Heard would instigate arguments with Depp. She said when that she visited Depp's house in Australia after the finger injury, the house had been in disarray with writing on the walls and a destroyed television set. So these, like I said before, they didn't have a happy marriage.
Yeah.
We then had Keenan Wyatt, who was a on-set audio technician, and he'd been working beside Depp since the 1990s, and he testified that he had never witnessed Depp act violently towards anyone. He was on board a flight from Boston to Los Angeles, during which Heard says that Depp was intoxicated and abused her, but Wyatt denied seeing Depp yell or at Heard or pass out in the plane's bathroom. Instead, he stated that Heard had been giving Johnny the cold shoulder, being quiet and being pouty. Because she claimed he abused her, and then he collapsed in the bathroom because he was so intoxicated.
Yeah.
Then we had Depp's security guard, Sean Bett, who testified that he'd never seen Depp or Heard being violent towards each other, but had witnessed them arguing often. He also testified having seen Depp with injuries and taken photographs of them in March and December 2015, and these photographs were shown in court. Then my boy Johnny Depp took the stand.
He is absolutely making everyone laugh. He's like charming his way through this case.
Brilliant. Like, go and watch some of the clips of him on the stand. It's just, and I'm sorry, Amber Heard's lawyer is a mess. He's a mess. He objected to his own question.
He's like, objection, speculation. And they're like, it was your question.
Okay. So he began his testimony with a detailed description of his childhood, which was filled with verbal and physical abuse, and then he gave his first encounters with Heard. He spoke about his success with the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise and how it changed his life. He admitted that he had used drugs as self-medication to cope with childhood trauma. In testimony, Depp said, "Never did I myself reach the point of striking Miss Heard in any way, nor have I ever struck any woman in my life." Depp testified that Heard would often fire at him with endless parade of insults and sometimes used physical violence. In one record, Heard tells Depp, now it's got some language, I'm not going to read the language, but it said, "I did not punch you, I did not
beep
deck you, I beep was hitting you. You're a beep baby. Grow the beep up, Johnny. I did not start a physical fight."
Yeah.
Okay.
That's rough.
He once also said that Heard had once withheld his medications from him. Okay. Depp testified that Heard nearly severed his finger by throwing a glass bottle, after which he had had a breakdown and began writing on the walls, "Lies that I caught her in." So he began like writing all the things that she had done on the wall. That's remember when we said the doctor went to the house, there was writing on the wall. In December 2015, he stated he had accidentally headbutted Heard while trying to prevent her from attacking him, which then she tried to use as a fake claim of him breaking her nose with nail polish. Okay.
Hectic.
He also accused Heard of leaving feces in their bed after an argument. That's so disgusting. Are you a child? Are you a child?
Like, why would you do on his side of the bed? She did this.
You are a full grown adult.
Who is cleaning this house? Because at this point, I quit and I'm walking out.
Under cross examination, Heard's legal team showed graphic and violent text messages Depp had sent Heard, as well as video and audio recordings of angry outbursts and threats of violence. In one of them, Heard is accusing him of throwing a cigarette at her. In his text messages to Heard and other people, Depp was shown referring to her in very derogatory ways. Again, I'm not going to repeat them.
Yeah.
He claimed that they were only a reflection of his dark humor, and I'm going to quote him. "If you're writing, there is no set place that you have to stay in. You can travel," he said. "And sometimes pain is dealt with humor, and sometimes dark, very dark humor." Now, I mean, it wasn't nice what he said.
Yeah.
I will admit. But again, I do maybe believe there was physical, not physical, verbal and mental abuse.
Yeah.
Towards each other, but yeah. I don't think there was physical abuse on his side.
Yeah.
In addition to violence, Depp was asked about several text messages and emails where he appears to be discussing his use of alcohol and drugs, and he describes his substance abuse as the monster. Depp denied that the message correctly reflected his use of substances, because he does have a substance abuse problem. Yeah. We've known this for a while. So that's the end of week two. Now we've got week three, and we're currently, as of recording, coming to the end of week three. So that's what we'll stop for today. So Tara Roberts, who managed Depp's private island in the Bahamas at the time of the relationship, testified denying that she had ever seen signs of injury on Heard. Then they played a pre-recorded testimony from officers Melissa Sains and Tyler Hayden from the Los Angeles Police Department, who had responded to a May 2016 incident between the couple, and it was played in court. Both officers stated that they saw no physical signs of injury on Heard, despite the fact that she just looked red with emotion and she was very uncooperative. They left the premises after determining no crime had been committed. A third officer, William Gatlin, then testified the following day, saying he had visited the penthouse later that same evening, but did not see any injuries or sign of injuries on Amber Heard.
Yeah.
We then had Dr. Sharon Curry, a forensic psychologist hired by Depp's team to provide evidence against Heard's claim that she suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. So, because she claimed she had PTSD from after the relationship.
Yeah.
Curry testified that she had interviewed Heard for 12 hours, conducted multiple mental health tests, and examined her mental health records. After interviewing Heard, Curry found she only had 3 of the 20 core symptoms, even though Amber Heard claimed she had 16 of the 20 core symptoms, and instead diagnosed Heard with borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder.
Hectic.
Okay. So that's basically who's testified so far. Who else is expected to testify in coming weeks? Heard is expected to obviously take the stand. Other potential witnesses on Heard's list include Elon Musk, who she had reportedly dated, her former co-star James Franco, who she allegedly confided in. There's also Paul Bettany, who's expected to testify on behalf of Depp about a conversation he had with him over text messages condoning violence against Heard. So that's all to come in the coming weeks. But today what came out was that apparently Amber Heard had said no one saw the injuries because she had covered it up with makeup. And she had named the brand and the products she'd used. Does the brand not come out today and say that that product was not made while they were still in a relationship? Yeah. It was made after.
In 2017. She claimed in 2016 she'd carried around in her purse. Do your research, Heard.
So as you can see, there is lots of lying.
Yeah.
Going on, yeah. I know a lot of people across the world are on Johnny Depp's side.
Yeah. Even his ex-wife and his exes have come out and said, listen, this guy has never been abusive.
But
he's
even
the
people
he's
worked with, they said that on set, he's never, because often an abusive person, when they get angry, and a film industry can be quite a, like, stressful, tense.
Yeah.
Place, I'm sure people would have seen outbursts.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
But I think for me, what really like solidified it for me, because as much as I can know you as my friend, like I don't know what it is to be in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
So for me, for all of his exes to come out and say, this guy is a good guy.
No, but another thing is that no matter what happens with, if he did physically abuse or whatever, the charge is that she caused defamation to his character, which ultimately she did. She signed a non-disclosure agreement not to talk about their relationship.
Yeah.
And then 2 articles get published.
Yeah.
You tried twice.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? So you see what I'm saying? I feel like at the end of the day, what the lawsuit is bringing forward, I think she's definitely guilty of.
Yeah.
And I definitely do think it was not a blessed marriage. It was not a happy marriage.
Not at all.
But
And it was a very short marriage. For all of this to happen in such a short time span is very toxic.
Exactly. But I mean, to withhold, now you know your husband is trying to recover.
Yeah.
From substance abuse, which means he has medication that he's on.
Yeah.
To withhold that from him, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. To cut off his, I mean, he literally has physical evidence. His middle finger, bits of it is missing. Like, you get what I'm saying?
As well, it's like, what kind of psychopath films the person they're dating
and
records them secretly?
She used to record him secretly while she was trying to instigate a fight.
Yeah. Like, who does that?
Like,
what normal person?
That's what I'm saying. It's all manipulation.
Yeah.
She's trying her hardest to be like, oh, he used to abuse me.
And then her sad face in court is honestly funny. It's the worst acting she's ever done.
Oh,
like,
no.
How did they cast her for Aquaman? With,
to be
like,
fair,
that
I didn't
acting?
Even like her in Aquaman. I don't like her.
I've never watched
actor.
Aquaman, so I don't know.
No, but we will definitely, once the case is finished, we will do an update. We will do another part two of this show. But I will stand with Johnny Depp.
I side with Amber. I'm joking.
She couldn't even get
Johnny
the whole thing
I
out.
Couldn't. No. I'm definitely team Johnny Depp. Yeah.
And
all the best for him.
It also does show that men can be physically abused by women.
I think more and more we're seeing that though. Like, especially in Hollywood. Jeez,
I once saw, I was quite interesting. I saw this video. So what they did is they went around a mall. It was a guy and a girl. And they wanted to see crowd reactions. So they'd do two scenarios. The first time, the man would be screaming at the woman and try to grab her. You would see everyone run.
Yeah.
Do it the other way around. No one even turned their head.
They all just like, but that does happen. It does happen often when the woman is like
the
being,
abuser.
Especially like if you watch, I used to watch Cheaters, guys. But like when the woman would be hitting the guy or like pulling him around, like all the security guards would just be like,
but
if it's the other way around, then they're like, no, bro.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff. So it's really crazy.
I'm
but also
to see though, if Elon Musk testifies.
I really hope he doesn't. I hope he's busy. Like, honestly,
but
if he does,
like he wouldn't.
I don't know if what manipulation, but obviously they've broken off their relationship. He saw something he didn't want in her.
Just the fact that her assistant.
But as well, there's a recording where she says, no one will believe you, Johnny, you're a man.
Yes, there was also I don't know if you've ever seen Johnny Depp and Dior's collaboration.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like really cool, like those rockstar vibe, like it's a cool video that they did, and I think it was for perfume or whatever. There was a recording of how when he got it, she was like, but why would Dior want someone like you?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
she
so
called him an
supportive.
Old fat man.
Did you see Johnny Depp when he was a young?
When I was a young Johnny Depp,
yeah, nah.
I loved him in Pirates. I had a crush on him in Pirates. I don't lie.
Listen, Pirates of the Caribbean is my comfort movie because of Johnny Depp. Like, yeah. I can quote scenes from that movie because of Johnny Depp. Like, I will stand with this man till my grave. But yes, we will definitely keep you updated. But that is all for this week. From now until next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Enjoying the show? Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.